right now on VFN TV, we're going to take a look at China and what's taking place. Some of the comments are that an Orwellian society is being built. The 100-year anniversary for the Communist Party for China is coming up in less than 4 years, 2021. And there's a goal by the new king, the new president forever, Xi, specifically about shifting things like you've never known it for a billion people. Controlling social media, controlling technology, controlling the government, controlling either other nations with their infrastructure. So many different things are taking place. We're going to take a look at that, even how China perceives Christianity today, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Paul Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Man, I'm excited.
I really am. I've been wanting so long to be able to have this particular program. We've been talking about the pendulum theory, that every 40 years things swing back and forth from the east to the west, from the eastern part of the world to the western part of the world.
It's about that time, isn't it?
It's been happening for 3,000 years, something like that. We have a program about that. It's called the pendulum theory, to understand what's happening. In 2025 is when the pendulum is supposed to fully swing to the east. And guess what? Things are being set up for that. And that would be China and Russia and other nations, but China specifically being in a place of leadership of the world, in the world. And so we'll be talking more about that in a moment. But first of all, I want to say it's good to be with you. Is it not?
As always. And we love hearing from you. We love your comments on social media. And we love when you just send things viral and you send us your prayer requests and you guys seeing everyone pray for each other too. It's really encouraging. We love the tribe.
Yeah, when he's saying viral, he's not talking about like a sneeze or something. Yeah. He's talking about sharing things on social media. But seriously, and write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. So many of you are being encouraged and inspired. And it's important to know what's happening and know the truth, but have a biblical viewpoint and kind of a conversation about what's going on. And of course, we always end on every program, if you watch our full programs, praying for you, because we always want to pray for you. And when we remember who God is, and no matter what's taking place, you can be strongly encouraged.
Don't we have a special gift for them at VFNKB.com?
We sure do. It is a pre-release of the book you can sign up for, and it's free. I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. It's available, the pre-release is available at VFNKB.com. You can sign up. We'd love to be able to send that to you. Listen, what is the common thought? Because I know I was talking to some missionaries, some people from China, and Yulong from Hong Kong, actually. And he was talking to me about how fearful China was about Christians coming to China, and they have a beautiful, huge church in China, but the government I'm talking about, because they see it, according to him and some others and what we're about to see, as conversions of a government versus just the conversion of your heart, the government of your heart. And of course, they saw it as the Catholic Church setting up, and there was a history where the Catholic Church was coming in and doing those particular things, and other parts of the church was doing that. But their fear is that that's another way of conversion. They don't want people to become Christians, and it's pretty interesting. But you're going to hear firsthand what the viewpoint is, because China is growing large. It's turned into a superpower now. It's, of course, America's economy right down today is about twice the size of China, but their population is almost three times the size of America. But they have a lot of buying power, and they're beginning to do things. And they're a superpower. But listen how they describe, listen how he describes specifically America and the Christians of the world, but American Christians. Check it out.
When we speak of a superpower, it's not only about power, but also about a way of thinking and behaving that tends to focus only on one's own interest when interfering in other countries' affairs, thoughtlessly, without allowing them to participate in the process, without equality. And that's why we hate the idea of superpowers. China is probably already an economic superpower, but we are not an ideological superpower. We don't interfere in the internal affairs of other countries. We value diversity and the rule of law. We have a different ideology, unlike the American Christian mentality, which is always seeking to convert everyone else.
Well, it's very interesting that there is an ideology in China. It's called communism.
Right.
And if you move outside of that idea of communism, it doesn't end well for you.
Yeah.
You know, and the reports are that China was struggling. They were going through difficult times, and they needed somebody to be able to rescue them from that. And of course, Xi Jinping, the president now, actually came in and basically just cranked up steroids, if you would, use of communism. Like, we're going to be all communists. And they just went and kind of went after anybody that wasn't, and just lined up to communism. And so the businesses that are there under communism, which you've got to surrender who you are as a company. They've got to know everything about you, and you're coming up under their umbrella, which is really not, you know, capitalism.
So the government owns all business, pretty much.
Pretty much they know everything about your business. So you're like, here it is. I mean, everything you do has to be in under the control. Communism is about that.
There's no such thing as intellectual property.
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, you know, the president of China just got voted in. He worked it out to where he could be the president forever. And, you know, formerly we call that king.
Right.
But
or
now,
dictator.
Or
right.
Dictator. It's what's happening in Turkey. We're seeing he's not there forever yet, but he hasn't finished.
He's working it.
I believe the reports are that Erdogan of China or of Turkey says that democracy is like a train that you ride to get you to the place that you want to go. And we're looking at it take place. Well, it happened in China. And it happens when you're kind of down low. You're going through a difficult time. We've got to move quickly on this. So President Xi, the president of China, has three directives. Listen to these three directives that he wants to be able to meet by the 100th year anniversary of the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party, which is 2021. Listen to this.
There are three directives that Xi Jinping also mentioned. Firstly, the leadership of the international community. Secondly, the creation of a new international order, including the economic, political, and military order. I believe that the military order must also be included. And thirdly, the leadership of the international community to create common economic, political, and territorial security, etc., as well as the management of a fair economic globalization process.
When the Olympics was in China, it was pretty powerful Olympics, but they produced something that was so powerful. It was footsteps of giants. And they had these fireworks set off where it looked like a huge foot would land and it would just go boom. And then they had the next foot that would land, boom.
I remember that.
But there are spiritual giants over territories. That's the only way that, you know, these kind of governments could actually be so tyrannical and do the things that they're doing. And we wrestled against spiritual wickedness, not against flesh and blood. And so even Dutch Sheets prophesied in the beginning of 2018, I believe it was, that God's going to be taking down these giants that have been around since the beginning. And that's what's keeping these mindsets that just keep hanging in. A 100-year mindset that many people have. It doesn't end well for humanity. You know, communism doesn't end well because so many lives are lost in this. But I want to look at this again. These are the three goals President Xi of China has. The first one is China's leaders to have an international presence across the world. Look, the second one's really big. The creation of a new international order, including the economic, political, and military order. This is so important. Look at me for a moment. This is so important because we're looking at 1.3 billion people on the face of the earth. Their army is reportedly
1 million.
1 million soldiers. With NATO, with all of our countries coming together, we have 3 million soldiers. And so you can imagine they have
them by themselves, 1 million.
One million by themselves. And so you're looking at a new world order. This is goal by 2021. So this is so important when you're seeing this. And the third is the leadership of the international community to create common economic, political, territory, security, developing a fair economic globalization process. And so now they say, we're going to keep you safe, facial recognition, all those kind of things going on right there. So you're looking at this huge country with this huge economic power that are going into the world and trying to, because if you got 1.3 billion people to feed, you got to pay attention.
Yeah, they're coming into the international community with vision.
Yes.
I mean, this is serious.
But look at this, I want you to see this. This is Revelation chapter 13 to help us understand the economies that's going to come up in the last days. John, read this thing for us.
The beast causes all, both small and great.
And this is the beast, this is the end time organization. It could be a city, it could be a country, but it's actually controlling the business economy, okay?
Both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand of the forehead so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark. That is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Listen, there is a developing a system that's happening right before us. If you call our last program, we talked about facial recognition and things that are going on. It's not to be fearful, but it's to be aware. It requires wisdom. Well, listen, when we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you about this prophetic dream I had about the specific thing that God showed me, and it literally had to do with this mark, the 666, the system that's being set up. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
There's been an overemphasis on faith to the point that we sort of sometimes throw our chest out. Faith in God's mercy just requires just a teeny, teeny bit of faith. But it's not your faith, it's His mercy that gets it done. This ought to take a load off your shoulders. If you come up against something that's overwhelming, if you come up against something that's threatening, don't necessarily worry about your faith, worry about His mercy. His mercy endures forever. There's nothing inherent in us that makes us good enough to receive the mercy of God. It is a gift of God. His mercy is on you right now while I'm speaking. There's somebody at home right now, the Holy Spirit is showing me that something has happened to you, and it looks like your life is going to be a lot more difficult in the oncoming days, and you have the breath knocked out of you. But the Lord sent me here this morning to tell you it's not going to get more complicated, it's going to get better.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. If you heard us right before the break, we're talking about the systems that are being set up, a country that has 1.3 plus billion folks, and they'd have more. if they allow people to have more than two babies, but yeah. you lose your baby if you have more than that. In China, the President Xi and the things that he's setting up, and his goal is to reach at a certain time, at 2021, which is less than 4 years away, you know, has some very specific goals. And but understand these technical systems. We're going to talk to you in a moment about how they're setting up their social media, the intranet that's there, and how they're controlling every aspect of that in their society. And it's happening. It's an Orwellian society being set up by President Xi. But I remember, so imagine they're collecting all this data on us, right? All this data is being collected. Well, I was in this prophetic dream. And this dream, God was showing me specifically, and all these people were in these different like office pods. Did you sit in office pods? Mm-hmm. And they were entering the data, like all your data, your social security number, your height, and where you travel, what's going on. And everybody had another entry area where they're entering all this data. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody had a bulletin board that was there beside them, but you couldn't talk. You weren't allowed to go talk to each other and go, hey, this is kind of strange. But you had a bulletin board that you can communicate on. And I knew something is wrong. They should not be collecting all this data for this reason, right? Yeah. And so all of a sudden, I got up in this prophetic dream, and God shows me, and I get up on this board, this whiteboard, to communicate to everybody what's going on. And I started writing on this whiteboard. Somehow you can take a look at this, what I wrote. I said, and the number of his name was 666. Understand, this is not some animal coming up. It's a beast system. It's a city. It's a nation state. It's somebody who has, it could be China for what's going on right now. They have 1.3 billion people, and President Xi's goal by 2021 is the 100th year anniversary of the Communist Party. If you think about the pendulum theory that we talked about in our previous program, you can go back and check it out, that 2025 is when that 40-year period hits. Wow. And always happens. Sometimes, you know, Hitler came up during that time, but Reagan came up during that time. So it all depends who you have during that time, which makes you thankful for who we have in America that's here during this time. But China's Communist Party is going to have its 100th year anniversary on 2021. And they have a goal of reaching by July 2021. Their goal is to be able to, you can see it right here, cue up 4549. is to build a moderate, prosperous society for at least a billion people. This is President Xi's goal. So that's a billion folks. That's a pretty big deal when you're thinking about that right there. As a matter of fact, take a look at the queue up 4559 and take a look at this.
China has to continue to force the pace. In 4 years' time, the Communist Party will celebrate its 100th birthday. That's the deadline for Xi Jinping's first centennial goal, to build a moderately prosperous society for at least a billion Chinese.
That's a big deal. Money doesn't just grow on trees. It doesn't fall out of the skies. It gets transferred. So when you're going to bring wealth to 1.3 billion, which is great, I think the Chinese people should have a moderate life like everybody else. But understand that's a shifting of economy. That's what takes place when we talk about that in the pendulum theory. As a matter of fact, check out the map system, how they perceive, you know, the European countries, and they perceive America and all the countries in between that, which is China and all the countries. See how they perceive it and how their maps were set up in the majority of China. Check it out.
China has great ambitions. That's not only in evidence at party conferences. You just have to take a look at the sort of maps that are common here. Here you can see at a glance which place China prefers to occupy in the world, the center. On this map, Europe and the US are on the world's margins.
This is important. You got to pay attention. Nobody paid attention to Hitler when Hitler was doing what he was doing. He comes on the stage, they still couldn't believe it. While he was doing it, a lot of America didn't believe it until finally we got pressed in by the cigar-smoking
Winston Churchill.
And he had to keep asking America to get involved.
Yeah.
Of course, also the Pearl Harbor and the things that happened
Roosevelt
there.
Roosevelt didn't want to get into it.
Get involved. But we're watching this take place, and today there's technology. They are literally pushed. President Xi is pushing China. Understand, he's president forever, so you can call him czar, you can call him king. He's forever there. He's dealing with anybody that's against the communist government, the reports are. But they're building up their presence on the political stage. Take a look.
As China builds up its presence on the world political stage, as a host, intermediary or investor, its foreign policy has also become dynamic. Quite incredibly dynamic, in fact.
This is important because China was actually suffering prior to President Xi. They were kind of all over the place. Are we capitalists? Are we communists? And so when he came through And he came up, he's like, we're going to go all communist. We decided we're going to go be, we're going to be communists. He began to deal with anybody that rose up against that. He began to deal with his competition that was going on. And he finally, he's like, let's just go for this. And of course, people needed the reprieve and they're feeling good about it. But the long extended process of communism never turns out well. And now they're actually working on the New Silk Road, they're calling it, the reported New Silk Road. And they're taking, I guess you would say, advantage or the opportunity of countries that are going and struggling. And they're coming in offering to build roads, bridges, and trains, and this type of stuff with their own money.
Who wouldn't turn that down,
with
right?
their own labor.
Yeah.
But it's going to be their trains, their transportation, with this kind of controlling system. Take a look at this.
China's best-known project, the so-called New Silk Road, offers one solution. Using Chinese construction companies and labor, China will plan, finance, and build rail links, ports, highways, and airports across dozens of countries westward. It's a tempting offer for some countries, especially ones with developing economies that can't afford such infrastructure investments.
This is huge. Guess what? They're building their military up. President Xi says, my job, and I'm going to make sure that we have the top military in the world. 1.3 billion folks, a million people in their military. Take a look.
Nevertheless, China is upgrading its armed forces rapidly. Xi Jinping says the military is his responsibility, and he intends to take China's to the top. In pursuit of this goal, Beijing is investing huge sums of money in armaments, military training, and public relations work.
We have to understand this giant is rising, just like those steps at the Olympics that was taken. This giant, they're rising, and they're big, and they're huge, and the Chinese people are very important, and the largest part of our church, I believe, is in China.
130 million
But
strong.
You can't, they're not obviously for Christians and conversions and that type of thing. We saw them breaking the cross. Now we see what happened. When President Xi came in, he had his people go around and break all the crosses off
and
the churches.
And he was at the cross.
Because they saw that as a competition to them. And by the way, Christianity is about converting the heart, not converting the world
right.
into
it's
some
It's not
system.
About this world, it's the about one to come.
About the one to come. And so not only that understand, look at your iPhones, your Apples, your computers, your processors, they're made in China.
Your TV.
They dominate and they're leaders in the electronic field, and they're actually going to use this. As a matter of fact, take a look at this when you think about this giant arising and what's taking place. Take a look.
China is the world leader on the electronic battlefield. The party has transformed the internet in China into the world's largest intranet. A solid electronic wall surrounds the country and sets limits on the electronic freedom of China's 750 million internet users. Foreign internet giants who refuse to accept China's terms and conditions are shut out.
If you don't accept the communist government's ways of doing things, you're shut out. Now, what is the difference between an internet and intranet? Intranet is you only let people on there you want to let on there. So what the wall that China has, because China was talking about our wall on our border, they have a huge wall. It's an electronic wall. It's an intranet wall with 750 million users.
It's an information wall, right?
That's why Jack Ma has so much money. I mean, he's literally, you know, the merchandising mostly. I think 90% of his business, something like that.
This
is
the founder of Alibaba, right?
Alibaba, which is part, this is important because we're trying to let you know that these systems are being established. China's not a small little country. They're a very large economy. We're twice presently the size of their economy. Products that we buy, we merchandise, we buy from China. And they realize that you got to feed up 1.5 billion people. You got to pay attention. That's a lot, especially if you're going to bring them to moderate prosperity in 4 years, less than 4 years, by 2021.
That's major.
So you're looking at a big push. And so we're looking right now that they're using the social media, like, you know, our Facebook and different things like that. And if Facebook is there, Facebook's already sold out to the Communist Party. You cannot be there unless you say, here's all of our stuff, here's all of our data. Because they just recently had a situation with our data in America and they're complaining about it. But if you went in China, you already gave them the data. Let's take a look at China and social media.
Not only that, but social media, the very epitome of borderless global communication, has been turned into an instrument of surveillance. You can't do anything in China without a smartphone, much to the delight of the companies that harvest data and sell it on to other businesses. And also much to the delight of the state's eyes and ears. which gain an ever greater insight into what people think with every click they make. The Orwellian surveillance state is being built right here in China.
You're looking at the Orwellian state is being built right here in China. Listen, they have their social network there. It's called Sesame Credit. Like we have Facebook and different things like that. And they've been building it over a period of time. By about 2020, 1 year before the 100-year anniversary, before he wants to meet his goals, it's going to be mandatory for everybody to be on this system, which rates you on who you are, what kind of job you can get, what kind of loans you can get, what kind of school you can go to. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Going under the innocuous name of Sesame Credit, China has created a score for how good a citizen you are. And that's one of the scariest things I've heard in quite a while. It's jointly run by Tencent. Yes, that Tencent, the one that owns Riot Games and has a significant share in Epic and Activision Blizzard, and also the ascendant Chinese competitor to Amazon, Alibaba, hence the name Sesame. So the owners of China's largest social networks have partnered with the government to create something akin to the US credit score. But instead of measuring how regularly you pay your bills, it measures how obediently you follow the party line. They dredge data from your social network, so if you post pictures of Tiananmen Square or share a link about the recent stock market collapse, your Sesame credit score goes down. Share a link from the state-sponsored news agency about how good the economy's doing, and your score goes up. But Alibaba and Tencent are also the largest online retailers in China, so Sesame Credit is also able to pull data from your purchases. If you're making purchases the state deems valuable, like work shoes or local agricultural products, your score goes up. If you import anime from Japan, though, down the score goes. And this score has real-world consequences. Like many games, Sesame Credit has tiers and levels, and having a high score gives you special benefits, like making it easier to get the paperwork you need to travel, or making it easier to get a loan. Now, currently, there are no consequences for having a low score, but there's been talk about implementing penalties once the system becomes mandatory in 2020. Penalties like slower internet speeds for low-scoring citizens, or even restricting the jobs that a low-scoring person's allowed to hold. But there's one more layer to Sesame Credit, and here's where this goes from being repulsive to downright insidious. Because this is all part of a social network, it also scans your friends. So you will lose points for having friends with low obedience scores. And it tells you this. At any point, anybody can check anyone else's score. And when you check your own score, Sesame Credit provides a handy map of your friends to show you who's dragging your score down. Have you ever had that thing where you play a game with somebody who wasn't doing very well, and you've tried to change their behavior to make them do better? Or maybe after a while, you just sort of stopped playing with the people who were holding you back? That's at the heart of how this system works. And it's also what makes this one of the most terrifying tools of authoritarian oppression I've ever read about. Because, like, mass censorship, jail time, assassinations, those are all big, messy implements for keeping a population in line. That messiness and severity foster resentment, eventually rebellion. They're expensive, they're unwieldy. In the end, those tools are impossible to maintain. But social pressure? Ostracization? Those things are free. They happen on their own. And as a government tool, they don't have nearly the same potential for going embarrassingly, disastrously wrong. With a system like this in place, a government doesn't even have to tell neighbor to spy on neighbor, to rat each other out. Because that's all built into a seemingly innocuous game system. The government need not step in. Re-education will be handled for them by friends, classmates, and relatives who want to maintain a high score. And if that doesn't work, then potentially dangerous ideas still end up quarantined by the social isolation this game system causes. Express or help to spread too many radical ideas, and people will stop associating with you. And not because some jackbooted thug showed up at the door with threats, but simply because associating with somebody with those ideas will lose them all the privileges they've worked so hard to obtain. It recontextualizes obedience to an authoritarian regime. In the past, you obeyed such powers because you were afraid. Fear kept you motivated. But fear is negative. It fosters resentment. The world we're stepping into instead uses positive reinforcement to promote being subservient to the will of the regime. It's Big Brother's kinder, gentler hand.
It's here. It's less than 2 years away where they mandate this system. It's 1 year before the goal of President Xi's 2021 100-year anniversary of the Communist Party, where they kick in this total control of 1.3 billion people, and plus the infrastructure they're building around the earth and what's going on. This is something with the pendulum swinging to the east. I want to encourage you, pay attention. You don't get drunk on any prosperity. Realize you need to be ready. You need to be sober. You need to understand that these are the days that have been spoken of by our prophets. But God is doing an awesome thing in this day. Great revival is coming. A great awakening is coming. But at the same time, darkness is going to be happening. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we just thank you right now. Before I pray for you, I want to encourage you. Comment below. Write to us. I want to hear your thoughts on this. You know, let us know. If you're from China, please let us, if they let you, you know, comment and let us know or write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we just bless our audience. We just speak encouragement over them and just confidence, Lord, that you're letting us know before this happens. And God, and we thank you for what you're doing in the earth. We know great things are coming. We know a great harvest is coming. And Lord, we ask you right now that you would end abortion in America, Father God, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival in the world, that you would send a third great awakening. We ask this in the mighty, glorious name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, it's so exciting to think about that we personally can be a part of what God is doing in the season that we live. So often we look in the history books, we look at others and we say, look what they did and look what they're doing. But we found out that we can affect this generation. We found out through VFN TV and the Daily Radio program that there is a virtual stadium of an audience that joins us and stays with us 365 days a year. And we also found out the way that we can actually get them exposed to VFN TV and VFN Radio is through the social networking community. Over a billion people plus are involved in the social network community. And for a dollar, for a simple dollar, we're able to communicate with them. It kind of averages out to about a dollar based on what we presently know, that when we share it with them, they come and sit down in the stadium and they get to hear all the encouraging words. All the prophetic happenings, things that we're sharing to encourage them, but also draw them to Christ. Yes, Billy Graham did it for years in stadiums and did it wonderful, but we have a virtual stadium that stretches from as far as the east as from the west, and you can be a part of it. Partner today. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. A dollar puts one person in the seat. Imagine $1 a month. That's 12 people in a year that you sat down that stays in the stadium. $5 a month. You're sitting 5 people in the virtual stadium. Or $100. That's 100 people a month that you're setting in this virtual stadium to be encouraged because we're partnering together to bring people to the light of Jesus Christ. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.